From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Last night, in an anticipated Democratic victory, Assemblywoman Laura Richardson won the seat for California's 37th congressional district. Richardson takes over for late Congresswoman Juanita Millender McDonald, who died of colon cancer earlier this year. Richardson inherits one of America's most diverse and challenged districts. It includes parts of Compton, Watts, and Long Beach. We'll have Laura Richardson on the program shortly, but first, we've got NPR's Juan Williams for more on last night's election. Juan, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Farai.
So can you give us a bird's eye view of the district and its constituents?
Well, it's a really interesting district because I think it really reflects the sort of changing racial demographic going on all through the U.S. Compton, which is, of course, famous for Straight Outta Compton and NWA. Can you imagine, Farai, Compton now is a majority Latino city. And that's part of this area. Mostly it's southern Los Angeles, Compton, Carson, Long Beach, and historically has been represented by Juanita Millender.
So what was voter turnout like yesterday? This is an election coming at a very odd time for voters.
You know, what's interesting was that in June, when let me just back up and say that Juanita Millender McDonald died of cancer in April. She was 68 years old. She had just advanced into a leadership position, a chairman in the Congress, you know, part of this new large 41-member black caucus, a real leader and a real trailblazer in terms of West Coast black politics. She died in April, as I said. And in this election that was held to replace her in June, you had a turnout of less than 12%. And this time, the election that was held yesterday, a special election, was even a smaller turnout.
So Richardson beat out former Congresswoman Millender McDonald's daughter, among others, in the primary. But Richardson had a relationship to the Congresswoman. What was their relationship, and did the rivalry with her daughter threaten to ruin both of their candidacies?
Well, it did. That's a really insightful question, Farai, because what happened is that her working with the Congresswoman as a field deputy for many years. She also worked, though, with Cruz Bustamante, who, of course, was the Speaker of the House out in California. And then all of a sudden, you have Valerie McDonald, who was Juanita Millender McDonald's daughter, deciding that she wanted to run to replace her mother. And I think the more, you know, stronger challenge came from the state senator, Jenny Oropeza, who was Hispanic. And the division, though, is one that inside the black community, if you had the black vote split between Valerie McDonald and Richardson, then you would have the possibility that Jenny Oropeza could have snuck through and you could have had the district flip from black representation to Hispanic representation. And let me say, this is a nationwide issue, Farai. What you've got to understand is that there has been a leap in terms of the number of Hispanics in the U.S. Congress. They're now 29. It's been like a 60% jump over the last few years. So 29 Hispanics. And if you think about the 41 black people in the U.S. Congress, six of them already are in districts where black Americans are in the minority. So you have black people representing majority districts of Latinos or whites. And in the case of this district, the 37th congressional district, it is now mostly Latino. And so the question was, were you going to have a Latina come in the form of Jenny Oropeza, or were you going to have an African-American retain control?
So when you look at the legacy of Millender McDonald, what does Richardson have to live up to for her community?
Well, you know, this is another interesting thing. Actually, if you had Jenny Oropeza or Valerie McDonald or Richardson, they all basically have the same politics. They're all pretty much liberal Democrats opposed to the war in Iraq. And so it's not a matter of a shift in terms of ideology. And what she has to live up to is pretty much being a strong voice for people who are struggling. So you see that she has the opportunity, I think, now to become a fixture. She's young enough. She has experience as a businesswoman. She graduated from UCLA, USC Business School. As I mentioned, worked for not only Millender McDonald, but for Cruz Bustamante, and got endorsements from key Hispanic politicians. So she has the opportunity now, if she's going to really fulfill Millender McDonald's legacy, of becoming another leading light in terms of national politics for minorities coming out of the West Coast.
Well, Juan, thank you for your insight.
You're welcome, Farai. Have a good day.
That was NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, and later in the show, we're going to speak to Assemblywoman Laura Richardson.